In a few moments, we will enter tax table information into column A. The formula in cell B4 tells PerfectCalc to print the value of column A, line 4, if that value is at least equal to the amount of income. Otherwise, a zero will be displayed in cell B4. Let's replicate this formula from cell B5 to cell B15. Type Ctrl W to read the formula into PerfectCalc's copy buffer. Now press the down arrow key. Type Ctrl Y. At the relative prompt, type N. The relative prompt will appear again, and arrows on the status line will point to the first A4 in the formula. This time, type the letter Y. The relative prompt appears a third time, with the arrows pointing to the second A4. Type Y. The formula will be adjusted and copied into cell B5. Press the down arrow key and type Ctrl Y. Notice that at cell B6, the formula is copied without prompting. Press the down arrow key again and type Ctrl Y. The formula will be copied into cell B7. Continue this process until you have copied this formula into cells B8 through B15. Turn off the recorder until you're ready to resume. Let's continue. Position the cursor at cell B16. Type equal sign IF left parenthesis H5 greater than symbol equal symbol A16 comma A16 comma MAX left parenthesis B4 colon B15 right parenthesis. I'll repeat that for you. Type equal sign IF left parenthesis H5 greater than symbol, equal symbol, A16, comma, A16, comma, MAX, left parenthesis, B4, colon, B15, right parenthesis, and then press return. Go to cell D4. Type 0 and press the down arrow key. Let's enter another formula at cell D5 and replicate it through cell D15. Type equal sign IF left parenthesis B5 greater than symbol 0 comma C5 comma 0 right parenthesis. And press return. Let's examine this formula. It says, if the value of cell B5 is greater than 0, display the value of C5. Otherwise, display a 0. Type Ctrl W to mark this formula for copying. Then press the down arrow key to position the cursor at cell D6. Type Ctrl Y. At the relative prompt, type the letter Y. A second relative prompt will appear. Type Y again. The formula will be modified appropriately and copied into cell D6. Press the down arrow key and type Ctrl Y. Continue this process with cells D8 through D15. Turn off the recorder until you have completed this process. Position the cursor at cell D16. Type equal sign IF left parenthesis B16 greater than symbol equal sign A16 comma C16 comma
MAX left parenthesis D4 colon D15 right parenthesis and press return. I'll repeat that. Type equal sign IF left parenthesis B16 greater than symbol equal sign A16 comma C16 comma MAX left parenthesis D4 colon D15 right parenthesis.
Press return. The formula in cell D16 states, if the taxable amount is at least as much as the amount in cell A16, then display the excess amount which would be taxed. Otherwise, simply display the largest value occurring between cells D4 and D15. The amount displayed in cell D16 will be multiplied by tax bracket percentages and then added to the taxable base figure. Go to cell F4. Type equal sign IF left parenthesis H5 greater than symbol equal sign A4 comma E4 comma 0 right parenthesis. Press return. This formula instructs PerfectCalc to display the adjacent value from the percent table if the income amount is at least as large as the amount in column A. Type Ctrl W to mark this formula for copying. Press the down arrow key and type Ctrl Y. At the relative prompt, type N to indicate that this part of the formula should remain the same in every cell it is copied to. A second relative prompt will appear. Type Y. At the third relative prompt, type Y again. The formula will be copied to cell F5. Press the down arrow key. Type Ctrl Y to copy the formula into cell F6. Continue this process until the formula has been copied into cells F7 through F15. Please turn off the recorder until you're ready to resume.
Let's continue. Position the cursor at cell F16. Type equal sign IF left parenthesis H5 greater than symbol equal sign A16 comma E16 comma MAX left parenthesis F4 colon F15 right parenthesis. Now press return. I'll repeat that. Type equal sign IF left parenthesis H5 greater than symbol equal sign A16 comma E16 comma MAX left parenthesis F4 colon F15 right parenthesis, then press return.
This formula figures the percentage bracket which a taxpayer falls in. Note that it is similar to the formulas in cells B16 and D16. Column H will contain the final tax figures. Go to H6. Type equal sign D16 and press the down arrow key to display the value from cell D16. At cell H7, type equal sign left parenthesis H5 minus sine B16, right parenthesis, asterisk, F16, slash, 100, and press the down arrow key.
Cell H8 is the total tax cell. The value at this cell will be equal to the amount of tax plus the excess. Type equal sign H6 plus sign H7 and press the down arrow key twice.
At cell H10, type equal sign F16 and press the down arrow key. Finally, at cell H11, type equal sign H5 minus sign H8 and press return. Before this example tax worksheet is completed, we will need to enter the current federal tax tables, as well as an income amount. In this tutorial, we will use tax figures for a single person from the year 1982. You may later wish to enter different figures which reflect your own circumstances. First, let's enter an arbitrary earnings amount. Go to cell H5. Type the number 33,000 and press return. Next, go to cell A4. We will begin entering tax table information here. At cell A4, type 2300 and press the down arrow key. At cell A5, type 3400 and press the down arrow key. At cell A6, type 4400 and press the down arrow key. At cell A7, type 6500 and press the down arrow key. At cell A8, type 8500 and press the down arrow key. At cell A9, type 10800 and press the down arrow key. At cell A10, type 12900 and press the down arrow key. At cell A11, type 15000 and press the down arrow key. At cell A12, type 18200 and press the down arrow key. At cell A13, type 23500 and press the down arrow key. At cell A14, type 28800 and press the down arrow key. At cell A15, type 34100 and press the down arrow key. At cell A16, type 41500 and press the down arrow key. Go to cell C5. Let's now enter amounts into the tax table. At cell C5, type 132 and press the down arrow key. At cell C6, type 272 and press the down arrow key. At cell C7, type 608 and press the down arrow key. At cell C8, type 948 and press the down arrow key. At cell C9, type 1385 and press the down arrow key. At cell C10, type 1847 and press the down arrow key. At cell C11, type 2330 and press the down arrow key. At cell C12, type 3194 and press the down arrow key. At cell C13, type 4837 and press the down arrow key. At cell C14, type 6692 and press the down arrow key. At cell C15, type 8812 and press the down arrow key. At cell C16, type 12068 and press the down arrow key. Now go to cell E4. We will begin entering tax rate percentages here. At E4, type 12 and press the down arrow key. At E5, type 14 and press the down arrow key. At E6, type 16 and press the down arrow key. At E7, type 17 and press the down arrow key. At E8, type 19 and press the down arrow key. At E9, type 22 and press the down arrow key. At E10, type 23 and press the down arrow key. At E11, type 27 and press the down arrow key. At E12, type 31 and press the down arrow key. At E13, type 35 and press the down arrow key. At E14, type 40 and press the down arrow key. At E15, type 44 and press the down arrow key. At E16, type 50 and press the down arrow key. Go to cell H5. Before doing anything else, let's save the worksheet in a file called Tax Period PC. Type Ctrl X, Ctrl W. At the File to Write prompt, type TAX Period PC and press the return. Let's enter a new income amount. Go to cell H5. Type the number 20,000 and press return. Force a perfect calc recalculation by typing an exclamation point. You will see the effects of the new number ripple through the worksheet. The total tax owed will be displayed at cell H8. Type in several other amounts at cell H5 and study the effects they have on the screen. Be sure to press return and type an exclamation point after each entry. Turn off the recorder until you're ready to resume. If you have a printer, you may use the Ctrl X, Ctrl P command to obtain a hard copy of the worksheet. Imagine if this same spreadsheet listed all of your income sources and deductible expenses. Financial planning is just one of the many uses you will find for PerfectCalc. Amortization, depreciation, and even decision-making problems may be rapidly solved with this versatile spreadsheet.
Included on your PerfectCalc diskette are a number of sample files. It may be useful to examine a few of these example spreadsheets. Type Control X, Control C to exit to CPM. If the Abandon Buffers prompt appears, type the letter Y. The CPMA prompt will be displayed. Type DIR and press Return. A list of all programs on the diskette will appear. There are personal packages for doing your taxes, balancing your checkbook, planning your family budget, and calculating your net worth. Business files include accounts payable and receivable, as well as real estate analysis and materials costing. There are also PerfectCalc templates for scientific applications. To use any of these files, simply note the name just as it appears in the directory. Let's use teach.pc as an example. This particular file will provide additional operating instructions. Type PC and press Return to run PerfectCalc. The screen will clear and a blank spreadsheet will appear. Type Control X, Control F to execute the Find a File command. At the File to Find prompt, type TEACH period PC and press Return. You may load any of the sample files in this same manner. PerfectCalc will load the Teach file in about 30 seconds. When the Teach spreadsheet comes into view, simply follow the directions provided on the screen. Turn off the recorder until you have finished examining the Teach file. During this tutorial, you have learned to move the cursor, create formulas, and enter labels and data for a simple tax return. You have also loaded and saved files and printed the results on paper. MicroInstructional offers a wide variety of tutorials covering the most popular software for your K-Pro computer. Your dealer can guide you in selecting the programs which are best suited for your applications. This recording is protected by international copyrights dated February 1983 and may not be reproduced, rented, or loaned without the express written consent of MicroInstructional Incorporated. PerfectCalc is a trademark of Perfect Software Incorporated. K-Pro is a registered trademark of Nonlinear Systems.